Gemara Baita. So we're trying to figure out again how to shtim the Mishnah. What shtim? The Mishnah's
not here.
It's not here. Hakol Sheikhtim, Shtas and Sheir, Hakol Sheikhtim, Mashma Matpila, Shtas and Sheir, Shtas and Sheir, Shtas and Sheir, Shtas and and at the end of the Mishnah of Shavu, and the Baisa, what's that talking about? Vina Amar, nothing tani. Hako Sheikhtin, Hako Mumchin Sheikhtin. Mumchin, Hako Sheinu Mokzakin. And the Amurim, Sheyoi Nibai, Sheyidei Eloi Melcha Shechipo. Says Rashi. What's the difference between Mumcha and Mokzak? As Rashi. Mumchin, Yoid and Hilchas Shechita. That's a Mumchin. He knows how loch it's. Api Shein Mokzakim, Shlai Shafi Lufana, Lufanein Gimel Palmim, Leroy is Yesh Bem Kayach, Sheinem is Alfin, Shechita, Sheyavar Bei Shehiya, Ve'ein Yoid and Lam Nisideyim Lekach. So Api Shein Mokzak means and we don't know that they are either they know how to do it, they're trained, they got their hand, they know how to do it, or that the rashes that we don't know that they're going to faint, according to the Oizvahodagers of Misyafin, either that we don't know they won't faint inside of blood, or maybe they won't get tired. And kitzach shash shir jasa because they're not used to shechting, or they just don't know how to do it b'chal. So for that we need that even though they didn't shecht in front of us three times. So actually the Gemara says later in the second lashon where we need mukzuk. So what Ravina is saying in the second lashon? You don't need mukha, but you need mukzuk. You don't need to know that he knows halachas, we need to know that he knows how to check. What does Gemara say? Medvar Murim, Dam Sura Gemara? All Gemara? Okay, so what does Gemara say? Sheshach lefaneinu, Beis v'gimu pamer. Moshe asked me on the Shabbaton, when he went a little weiter than Gimel and Aleph. Gemara says, Gimel, Beis oi Gimel. Rashi says, so why is Rashi here say Gimel? Where's Moshe? Why is Rashi say Gimel? The Gemara says Beis Oy Gimel. Five? Two. The guy said, I'll be there 2-3 minutes. He means he's like 5-2 minutes. Full plus. So, what does Beis Oy Gimel mean?
Could be an
and. 2 and 3 is 5?
No, it's 3.
Again, so what does Beis Oy Gimel means 2 or 3? That's what Beis Oy Gimel means. Doesn't mean 2 and 3, it means 2 or 3. So then again, you could ask the Gemara itself. Why is the word say 2 or 3? Make me mind, is it 2 or is it 3? We're talking about definitive numbers over here. Like, you know, it's not be'erach. Be'erach 2 or 3, what does that mean? Says the Ritva, Reis Machlaikis Tanayim, what is the shear for Chazakah? Is a Chazakah 3 times? Or is Chazakah 2 times? Says the Ritva. And Machlaikis Rebbe, Rebbe says 2, we can hold. Is it 2 or 3? That's why Gemara says Beis v'Gimel. The Hainu, depending on what you hold, what Chazak is. He has the Shech in front of us in a way that will be machzik him as that he knows what's going. He knows how to do it. Mela, that's the Svar of the Gemara, 2 or 3. Now, the Dva happens to say. That we paskin. They only need 2. And the Dva says a funny thing. He says, because by Surim, he says, you only need 2. Hey, you know, Dave. Yeah, Nakashnaya, okay, right? Inami, we should have put the Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel. The fligo, he betrays him, yam chazaka betlasa. There the Gemara is talking about the guy, man, there's a din of a katlonis. A woman, husband dies. So I was questioning, she's muchzik, that there's something about her that's killing her husband. And so we say, if she married twice, it's a trial, if she married twice and her husband died. If she married three times and her husband died, then she's not allowed to get married anymore. She's what's called a katlonis. She becomes muchzik, that has to do with her. Okay? So now, that's where the machlek is over there. So the Torah says, Hakai Malon, the Chol B'Yisurin, Trey Zimni HaBechazaka. Yeah? So, but we pass him, when it comes to Isser, that two is a Chazaka. So in the, I forgot to bring the bottom of the Ritva over there, in the Misar Kuk one, they bring a Chita that learns up the Ritva means that the chumra we go with two. You know, it's very schwer because here we're saying, but Isser, here is the kula. We say two times, we already let him shech. So this is very, very interesting. He says, by Isser, it makes a difference between, by Isser, we pass in two. That's what the Vos says. Rashi, back to our Rashi. So to answer Moshe's question, yeah, why Rashi says three, the Gemara says two or three, Chayr, the answer is very simple, that Rashi gets what Argan Ritva. Ritva here says that we pass in two. For some reason, he says, by Issa, we hold two as a chazaka, even the kula. Not like they bring down the chidah over there, b'shem our Ritva. Ritva says, our Gemara is a kula. Saying two, by us, is a kula, right? Because we're saying that he shechs twice, and he does it good. Okay, now we can check. Right? Rashi apparently says, no, we pass in, like everyone knows, three times chazaka, right? So therefore the Gemara says two or three because it's machlokes is tanayim. But Rashi by us says, Ein apish ein mozakim shle shakul fenenu gimel pa'amim, because Rashi is going halacha that we hold three is chazaka and not, we hold like Rebbe now, Shimon Gamliel. Okay. So therefore what? We need mumchen, even though he's not mumchen. Medvar murim, the chashivim mumchen. So here Rashi is really pointing out, which some Rishayim even had a different gear, so the medvar murim over here is different than the medvar murim that we had till now. Because this medvar murim is not adding something, what the bias said, right? It's adding a different case. Here, the Medvar Murim is qualifying the first statement. It says, Hakol Shaykhdin. If we know Hakol Shaykhdin Mumcha, now we're just defining that. What does it mean, Mumcha? Right? We're not adding a new case. Medvar Murim, we're just defining what does Mumcha mean. Mumcha means that. Actually, medvar mum the chashivi mumchin is they should yaidim by elam moysim like behem lishchay makirim by ubadku sheidel v'shchita. Mela, that's what the Reish is talking about. So hakol shaychdin the mumchin kishech chatchila provided meaning mumchin means that we know shchita. That's what mumchin means. Avo, ain't you eating by Shiede El Cheshchita? Sorry, yeah. Avim ain't you eating by Lo Yishchay. Lo Yishchay. Im Shachat, let's say he shechted. So what does it mean? Im Shachat, Shkudas HaKshayra. It means the Bedeke helps afterwards. So Hakla Shechna means if you know that he's a Mumcha, he can shechat Chilu. Is talking about that you didn't know that it was a mumcha, but he shechted. Now, so over here, the Rabban points out, and he ties us into the words when Ravina says over here. Lo yishchayt. Aber ein Jöden bei Shidel Hilbashchir, lo yeshchait. But the Eber, if you check, you could check it out afterwards. So he's saying, Ravina is saying that you can't shecht, yeah, you can't let him shecht and rely on the fact that he'll you'll check him afterwards. That is the chiddush according to Ramban. The ikka chiddush or Ravina, I'll explain it in a minute. The ikka chiddush or Ravina is that if he doesn't know, if you don't know if he knows hilchos shechita, yeah, then you can't check. Even al das to check him out later.
If you know
he doesn't know, then there's no checking out. You know he doesn't know. If you don't know if he knows, you don't let him check, even though you're planning on checking later. Okay? Now, so over here, the question is, this has to do with the first Taisus, where Taisus discussed Lagabe Pedika Sakin by Kuti, right? Pedika Sakin by Mumur, or what? Or Kazayis by the Kuti. So there we say we don't let him do it. I'll dance and check it out later. Why? Because you might forget, Taisus said. Ramban over here, Medas Ravina, says a little different. Not because you might forget. Ramban says, because maybe someone that's watching will think that someone that doesn't know is lying to Shech. That's why you can't let him Shech al das. That what? He'll check him out afterwards. Why? Because this person that's watching doesn't know they're planning on checking on giving him a fahar afterwards. They think that you're allowed to give someone who doesn't know the law, you're allowed to let him shut.
And now, you might not be as careful watching.
What?
You might not be as careful watching, or you might trust
them. Wait. We're talking about they're not being as careful watching, we'll get there. Rand doesn't say that. We'll talk about that, guys. That happens a very, very, very important point. We have to get the test to get to that. Okay? Now, but the main accord in this Ramban by Isai is that we have, if you remember, in Taisus we made a cheshbin that Taisus holds that you're not allowed to rely on a bedik afterwards, even if the bedik afterwards is not ma'akiv. That we said in Taisus. Because Taisus learned in the Rav and Abaya by Kuti that b'di'eved, you don't have to give a k'sayis basa. B'di'eved, you don't have to give a k'sayis basa. Taisus said. And still, Taisus number Bay says, you can't give it to Maldas. Aldas to give them. You can't give the Kuti the check. Aldas can give them the Kazai's boss afterwards. Why? You might forget. Yeah. Even though, for the Eved, if you don't give the Kazai, it's still kosher. So it means that the din that you can't get involved chatchil al das that you might forget, and if you can't chatchil do it, I'll check it out afterwards. Is even if the checking out after is not ma'akiv, so because you have to check it out. So even though it's not ma'akiv, we don't say, oh, anyway, it's not ma'akiv. Okay, b'seder, so we'll trust you that you'll check it out. No, even if the evidence is kosher, still you know chatchil do it without checking. I'll das to check afterwards. The Ramban over here is going not like that. And the Shita of the Gaonim, and that we'll see more Barichas after Yantif, that the Shita of the Gaonim is that on something that's B'di'eved kosher, you can rely on the B'dika. If B'di'eved is kosher without the B'dika, then you're allowed to rely on the Bedika. It's just that something that's possible with the Eved, that's where you can't rely on the Bedika. Okay? But something that, even if you didn't do this, you didn't check, but the Eved was kosher, yeah, then Chatchila, you could let him shef and do the Bedika afterwards. That's the sheet, not like we proof the dice.
Well, the other thing with it is also that you can't.
What? Again, something that, am I allowed to do a shechita, which is contingent on a bedikah later. I'm supposed to do a bedikah later. Now, if the Gaonim say, if the bedikah later is ma'akiv, that means if you don't do the bedikah later, it's a pasul shechita, then I can't get involved. I can't chatchila do it al smach the bedikah later. But if anyway the bedikah is only chatchila, and b'diavad, if I didn't do the bedikah later, if I didn't have to do the bedikah, if I didn't do the bedikah, it's kosher, then I allow myself the luxury of letting him check with the house of bedikah, relying on the fact that I'm planning on checking. Maybe I'll forget. No, nishka farloch, because it's going to be kosher anyway, b'diavad. Okay? Therefore, the Ramban says, so it comes out, l'fize, that the way we know that Ravina holds that you don't hold of Rav Mitzuyim Etzel Shechita Mumchen is because Ravina says that you cannot let him shecht, I'll das to check him out later. Because if Ravina held, yeah, that Rav Mitzuyim Etzel Shechita Mumchen, even b'di'evet, right, later on the Gemara brings down that the Gemara says that all the Amorim before didn't want to learn like the first Lashon Ravina because they held Rav Yisrael Mumchen. Rav Yisrael Mitzumet Eshchit Mumchen. The Ramban says, where do we see this in Ravina? Right here. Ravina says, don't let him, if you don't know if he knows, don't let him shecht. I'll check afterwards. No, we don't let you do that. Why? Why not? It must be, says the Ramban, and this is going, Beshitas are going, not Beshitas Taisus, that if the din is that the Vedik is Ma'akiv, yeah, then I can't be Saimach, I'll check. So Ravina says, don't be Saimach. Don't let him check and you're check afterwards. In lo yedeya, lo yishchay. Even though I'm going to check afterwards, Ramban adds into the Gemara. Why not? Because you might not check, right? Now, one second. Not be managing, because someone's going to watch. Whatever. Point is, though, but what is the din if you didn't check? The guy went away. What's the din? It must be, says the Ramban, there are being all this puzzle. Because you don't, why? Because you don't say right mitzvah, it's a shechit mumchen. Because if Ravina held that Rav Mitzvah is a shechit mumchen, at least with the Ebu, we say we rely on the Rav, that most people that shecht know what they're doing, otherwise why are they shechting? Yeah? If Ravina held like that, even with the Ebu, if Ravina held Rav Mitzvah is a shechit, at least with the Ebu, it's God, we rely on the Rav, then Ravina would say, you're allowed to go ahead and shecht, and you'll rely on the B'dika later. But since he says you can't rely on the bedikah later, so since the Ramban being in the camp of the Gehinim, that if it's kasha b'dyeved, you're allowed to rely on the bedikah later. So must be, if Ravina says you can't rely on the bedikah later, it must be it's possible b'dyeved. And it must be Ravina holds, right here we see Ravina holds, that we don't hold b'chlal of Rav Mitzvah Meitzah Shechita Mumchen. And therefore, b'dyeved, if you never check them out, but the evidence puzzle, except for the Chayim Rayim Aysa, but without Chayim Rayim Aysa, but the evidence puzzle, and the reason is, because we don't have Rav, Rav Neshchid and Mumchum, I mean, that's why you can't check Adas, you can't check Adas to check him out afterwards. So, according to Ramban, this is where we see that the Ravina doesn't hold Machal of Rav Yisrael, Rav Neshchid and Mumchum. Now, says Gemara Baiter. Enya mejachida lo yishchay. Bim shachat. Then b'diavad b'aykin aysay. Imidei lo mechashchita mutter. Lo mechashchasim la vasad mechashchasay. So that's im shachat lo yish. Akol shayich he knows. Yeah. Shatasim ksheir is talking about a guy that we don't know if he knows. But it's Chazak Sheira, if we check him out, that's how he's reading the Mishnah.
Shem Yidrusu, Shem Yachlidu, Vuchul, Sheshachtu, Ahei, Ilai, Machar, Shem Chotten, Alokai, Shem Shachtu, Vayolai, Ela, Shem Mumchen, Ala, Shem Mumchen, the boy guy says, Haki, it's a Mumchen, we don't know if he knows, so you don't need a Chem Rai Maisai, the boy guy says, Haki, it was a Chem Rai Maisai, you check it out. The Gemara says, no, the last time he lived, okay, he's not here, so then it's only kosher if it was a Chem Rai Maisai. Says Rashi. The film of the Abbot. Aven Yaden by. In Lot and Lab. That's not right. It's funny, Rashi, every time Rashi has a different nusach over here in the Abbot of Tanim. So even if they know the halach is, right? Because the mukhzal kalkal, you know the halach, very nice, the halach is, but my saying them das, it's a mukhzal kalkal. Okay. So that tells us. The Mishach ha-baikim ha-yisai. The Mishach ha-bidyevet baikim ha-yisai. Half a god think of Rais will come on. The sub the right between the shchit the mumkum, hey? Gabi motza tarna goyles, shchuto. A mais tenoi basa hochi, half a god dosen dochi lo. Tais baad by kasha. Ravina over here says, the Mishachat, boikin oi soi. So Therese wants to know, why do you have to be boided? B'chayr, why do we say, Reif Mitzvah Netz Shechit the Mumchen? How do I know that Reif Mitzvah Netz Shechit the Mumchen? Because Chayr the Parish of Braisa. The Braisa says, Motza, Tarna Goyle Shechuto, walking down the street, and you see a chicken that shechted. So the Braisa says, Parish of Braisa, that's kosher. Chayr, why? Because Reif Mitzvah Netz Shechit the Mumchen. We say, if someone shechted it, Bistam, he knows what he's talking about. Bistam, he knows Allah. Why would someone take a knife to a neck if he doesn't know the Allah? There's a rive. That person knows Allah. And if what's kosher? So, Mela, the question is, what does Ravina do with that Braisa? You have a fair share Braisa against Ravina. You have a fair share Braisa against Ravina. Now, the truth of the matter is, at first glance, we could have said that maybe it's not a Beferish Braisa. Maybe the Braisa is B'di'evet. The Braisa is B'di'evet. The guy's not here, right? Maybe if he's here, maybe only then you have to check him out. Roy Mitzunei Teshchita. Yeah, what's it then? The guy shefted and he's here. Not if you're not like Ravina. Yeah? Everyone says, right, Ravina is an old Rebbe moving to the place of his mom, right? We all know Ravina. Allah Kibbat is not Ravina. Yeah? So right, you see someone checked. You don't know if he knows it was Shechit or not. But he's still here. You have to check it out. You have to check him out or not. So that is a big machlaikis for Shainim. I get anything else in life. That the Mechoyek is the Rif and company and the Balaam. Okay? The Rif on the Gemara in a few days, the Rif is the Pir Al from an Al Badape Rif. The Rif says, the Rav says,
Vigmar Bob Sansil Gravino, Domar Lishna Kama, in Ein Yoidim Yoidim Shchitim Lab, Lo Yishchoy, Mishachat Boitin, in Nechla Shchita, Mut Lechim Lab, Osir, Kama Lechis Gravino, Shnebasu, Venan Lai Sviro Noch, in Kaimon, the Roy Mitzvah, we hold, not like that, the Roy Mitzvah, the Shchitim Lam Kamei, Halachi, Lechim Askan, the Gemara, Lish Nebasu, Gravino, Riv said, we pass the Roy Mitzvah, the Shchitim, and Meila, he's saying, we argue on Lishkam Ravina. Ravina said, that Mimshachat Boykim Oisai. Riv says, we pass it like that. So we see clearly in the Riv. Riv says, that we hold, we're passing the rims at the edge of the moment. So now the question is, do you have to, what about if he's here, do you have to check him out or not? Okay? Oh, says the Baal Amar. Oh, right, that's, what did the Rip say? The Rip brought down the Gemara. Sorry, I don't know. What was the dig in the Gemara? The Rip says, Hey, Chedera, Echad, the Shachat, the Ozle Lalma. Yeah? Vayoda, Igamer, Loi, Yulani, the Shchita. That's what the Rip said, right, Mitzuyin. What's the case? You saw someone check, and that's it, he's gone. But let's say he's still here. Someone would die in the Rip. Let's say he's still here. Says the Baal Amar, Yesh Benakim Mekan, Neich Loyazal Alma, Kol Kam and Yisra, come on, Sir, Flamibdike. The Rebbe said, when we pass the word, we say, the Shit, the Mumchanein, that's the Afghan. If he's gone, but he's still here, so check him out. You don't rely on that Roy and the Roy. That's the question. Do you rely on the Roy, Mitzum and the Shitain, that Lechatkhila, we saw a guy, Shep, okay, Roy Mitzum, he had a Roy. The Rebbe says the Shit that he knows what he's talking about. No, but Ma'amar is Medayag in the Rif. The Rif says, Azalei Alma. Why does the Rif say, Azalei Yishlok Aishep? Azalei Alma. Why Azalei Alma? Why don't we say, if he's still here? You saw a guy, Shep, so you can eat the meat. Why? Because Rav Mitzuyin. Why does the Rif say, Azalei Alma? Elamites Mashman. No, if he's still here, you have to check him out. So it means the whole din of Rav is only with the Eved. Chatchil, you have to check him out. Okay? Now, and the Balmor argues, and the Balmor says, he argues, that according to Lusha Basra, you don't need Bedika. The old Rebbe Mitzuyin, you don't need Bedika. If you check him out. Means right for not. Let's see. Now, if we so let's we have machlekes with Shainim, yeah. The machamis over there defends the shita of the rif, but then the dig of the rif. Machamis over there says no. His oil kabalu the yad rabbi saying goinim the kapal saying from the office shezer roiv ainai kavadai. Oh, so machamis tries to explain. What is he saying of this shita? What is he saying of shita? Why not? Why you have a right? Why should you go bas a right? See, so the Mechamis explains, and we'll talk about it more. Yeah, just a little bit of the Mechamis, and it's also in Rabban towards the end of what was mentioned today. The Mechamis is written by the Rabban. It's the Mechamis Hashem, and he defends the riff against the Baal Mara's attacks, okay? And in the Chedushim also, he brings down the sheet of the Gainim, he also discusses it. So, but that, you didn't get to it. But anyway, just to touch upon it, a drop. We'll talk about it more. One thing he says is because Lamaisa is a cheskas iser on the behema. Gemara says behema bechayeha becheskas iser imedes. When a behema is alive, it's becheskas iser. What iser? Rashi says Eiv Melechai. That's why not so pashit, because then who cares if it was becheskas iser, but now that it's dead, there's no Eiv Melechai. So that chazaka became bottom. Right? So this is where what we spoke about all in the beginning. Yeah? Is the thing called is there iser of Eina Zavuach? Right? Is there an iser eina zavua? Is a lot of b'machal say of bizavachta they can't eat something that's not shechted. So according to some rishonim, the Rashba over this is naftes. Becheskas iser is the iser of eina zavuach. The iser of eina zavuach. According to Rashi, it says a mecha. You have to say mechaskina misal iser, which means that if there was a chadchila, an iser Cheskas Eve Menachai. When it was alive, you couldn't pull off a leg and eat it. It's Isser Eve Menachai. Now that it's dead, so now there's Chashash Nevelim. Right? If you don't know that it was Shechted, right? So Isser Eve Menachai turns to Nevelim. So even though it's two different Isurim, but one leads to the next, and the Chazak of Eve Menachai extends even after it's dead, you know, the Isser Eve Menachai is about to be gone because dead. Yeah? 1 second. But still we say, it's still called Cheskas Isser. Akamon says, the man says, either which way, the Gemara's Naftes says, Behem Chayev Cheskas Imedes. Yeah? So now, Mimeo says to the man, so what are you being Samech on the Rive? That this guy know? You want to be Samech on the Rive of Rive Tumet Eshkita Mum Chilchat Chila? That's a Pashit. Are you going up against Chazaka? It's not just Stam a Rive. Yeah, there's chazak over here. So Mela, for now, we'll be satisfied with that. What the man says, there's more discussion about this, which we'll talk about Mr. Mefniantif. Just a little bit, just the aschala. The man says that there's a chazak. Even though there's a roi that says he shefted properly, but there's also chazak cheskas iser the behema. So Mela, that's why Atchilu not going to rely on the roi. Who did we say was the one who defends the riff from Balamor's text? The Ramban. Muhammad Hashem is written by the Ramban. Same. The Ramban just says that's what Chatchila, but the Ebbe could rely on the riff. Chatchila, since the Chazaka, so we're not relying on the riff. Okay? Now, it's a good point you make. Make a good point. Is the Ran just use that wine in Chatchila? And a Chan. The Ebbet Hakam is saved. The Ebbet's kosher, right? The guy's not here. You can rely on the Ran. Only if he's here, we still check him out. That's how Ramban explains the rift against the Baal Mar, who says that if there's a Roy, there's a Roy. Chatchila, it's not on the Roy.
Again, what's the far away if he's here, we check him?
Because the against the roi we have a chazak cheskas iser.
There's no roi if he's here. Roi doesn't come into play if he's here.
No, if he's here, we don't rely on the roi. Ravadis is still a roi. But chatchila, even though it's a roi that says roi mitzvah to the mumchim, we say maybe not. Maybe this guy doesn't know. Amela will say chatchila check him out. Again, there's a lot more to talk about this nechuda. Shemet Shem Abdiyam.
Yeah. How does the Balmor work with our Smash is exactly against our thing? Because our thing is because if he's still here, so he doesn't think.
He holds that you can rely on Chatchila. When Ravina in Lishna Kama, he says, you don't say Rav Mitzvah Shri Mitzvah.
So you're saying it's two different Madara with Ravina and Mitzvah
Madara? Yes, that we see in the Gemara. The Lishna Basra of Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara, which you didn't learn, the Gemara says everyone does learn like the first lashon because they all write in certain as a shlita.
No,
because
by explaining it, but I had the Rif explain it.
Again,
the
Rif
said the same thing.
Come on, the Rif said that the Rif said we pass it in like the second lashon. We don't all like a Ravina. Ravina holds, we don't say right with certain answers. Okay? Now, so we have a very important machlaikis. The man da amar, right? That we do say right with certain answers. Right with certain answers. Is that not the chilo? Okay? If he's still here. Now, so Bamison, person asks a kasha. From a Bryce on Ravina. Right? That Tal Kapper writes. Tais has a kasha that the Bryce is a steer to Ravina. Yeah? Ravina says, but the Bryce says, Im Shalchat Baitkin, right? The Bryce says, Roy Mitsuyan. Bryce says, Tais says, Roy Mitsuyan. Why? Why is this theory? What does the Bryce say? What does the Bryce say? Tell me. Nothing. What does the
Bryce
say? No, it doesn't say that. No surprise. What does the Bryce say? And that's what Tyson says. That's what does the Bryce say? What are the words of the Bryce, though? What are the words of the Bryce, though? Matzah Tarnagailas Shchuta. Yeah? What does the Bryce say? Hooray! Shemot Tanagal Shchuta B'Shok. Yeah. Ayisham L'Shluchei Tzeishchay. Velch Matzah U'Matzah Shachar. Yeah. Is anyone here to check? No. So now, if you hold that, so now, how do we know? Ravina, what did Ravina say? What did Ravina say in the first lashon? The Gatay is all upset. The B'Shachat Bayit Gemay Yisai. Huh? The Meshachad Boyet Yimaisa. Is that a steer to the Braisa? According to the Rif? No. Why?
Because you assume that it's not there.
What?
No, because it's
not there. It says Matik, we know he's not there. Say it, therefore, no. Over there, he's not there. We say, right, Mitzvah of Shinrim, mask him. But over here, he's here. The guy's here. Right? The guy's here. So why is that a stira? So chayra is mukach. And this type pashtis. And this taisus holds like the Balamot. By virtue of the fact that taisus attacks Ravina, because Ravina said, imshachat baitkin. Or Ravina said, imshachat, he said, tatchila, hakol shaykhtin, yeah? If we know, if you checked him out before. What happens? But if you don't know, he knows. What's it then? You can't let him check. Shachat. What's it then? Baitkin. Oh, Taisa scream. What do you mean? It's against the Braisa, right? The Fila Balamar is talking against the Braisa. The Fila Balamar. If you hold Rav Mitzvah at the Shechita Mumchin, then there's no need to check him in and him out. There's no tzad that you hold of the roiv, and yet you have to check the guy out. Once is the roiv, is a roiv. Ruba chazaka, ruba adiv. Israel said, "Oh, we rely on the roiv. Who cares the chazaka? Yeah, we rely on the roiv. If that's true, so then Taisa makes perfect sense, because Taisa is saying, you Ravina, how can you tell me that shachat if the guy didn't know?" You didn't know if he knew. Sorry, I didn't know. You didn't know if he knew. Shachat, what's it then? Baitkin. If you hold of the Braisa, that says, Roy Mitzvah Nazishchit Mumchin, because the Braisa tells me, fine, the chicken shech, you're allowed to eat it. So then if you held like that, then you can't tell me, Shachat Baitkin. Because Shachat Baitkin is a steer to the Braisa. Because the Braisa holds Roy, that means there's no Lachatchila. Mitzvah is no such thing. There's no pshar like that. Mela, Bibutas has the kasha. But theoretically, just from this point, in Shachat Baitkin, right, the Fi the Rif, you wouldn't necessarily have a kasha lefi the Rif. Why? Because just because Ravina says shachat baikin, yeah, doesn't mean from there. Well, I'll have to prove it from elsewhere. But from those words of shachat baikin, you don't see that they don't say Rav Mitzoyin. Really, we say Rav Mitzoyin, but still, you have to be baikin according to the Rif. The Rif says, when we say Rav Mitzoyin, you saw the guy shach, and he bought. If he's still there, you gotta check him, says the Baal Mar, Bidasa Rif. Yeah? So when the Braisa says that Matzah Shachar, it's kosher, theoretically, the Ravina could agree to that. Yeah? Now, so one second, so then if that's true, so then what's the whole Zugim? The whole Gemara is saying that the Machaik is Tula Shainis and Ravina, where the old Rav Mitzuyin, it's a Shechit Mubchanana. That's the whole Gemara. The Gemara said everyone doesn't, all the people till now, yeah, didn't like Ravina's first chat. Why? Rabba, right? Why? Because they all Rav Mitzuyin. Because where do you see, and even the Rav said, it's the Ravina, the first Lashon Ravina, you don't have Rav Mitzuyin. Right? Everyone says that Ravina doesn't hold the right Mitzuyin at the Shechit Mubchanan. That's the Gemara. Right? So the way we're saying, so Taisus takes it, where does Taisus see it from? Right away, for the fact that he says, you have to be baited. And Taisus goes, no, you should be Balmar. If you hold the right Mitzuyin, you don't have to be baited. Okay, very simple. If you hold that, even if you hold the right Mitzuyin, you still have to be baited. Like the Rif. So then, what's the raya? What's the raya Ravina holds? Doesn't hold the bride? The answer is, we answered that already. The Ramban, Lishitasoi, has to learn it out from somewhere else. Where does he learn it out from? He learns it out even before Vim Shachat. How does Ramban know that Ravina doesn't hold the bride Mitzuyin? What did Ravina say? Men amum shi'aydin. Av en yaydin. Lo yishchayt. What does lo yishchayt mean according to Ramban? What is Ravina telling me lo yishchayt? What? Meaning?
Meaning because the fact that...
The words lo yishchayt mean don't check, yes. You don't need Ramban for that. What does the Ramban add to the Lo Yishchayt?
The fact that we see you can't shach the Tikkun's Ma'akis.
Again, what does the Ramban tell me? What is Lo Yishchayt telling me?
Even though
you're going to check him later, still Lo Yishchayt. Don't check, I'll das to check him later. Why not? We're assuming that the Goyim are right.
The person watching is going to mess up.
But why can't you rely? Because b'di'evad, the person is that's going to say, all right, one second, you don't need to know how to call off the street though. But it's only if you hold b'di'evad, it's makav that he knows. Because if b'di'evad, it wasn't makav, and b'di'evad, we say, roi b'tzui ne'et b'shchit ha'momchin, b'di'evad, then you'd be allowed to check al-das to check it out afterwards. Why? Because Nishke Farloch. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world if someone thinks they can check, even though we don't know if he knows. Why? Because we have a right. At the end of the day, there's a right. So therefore, if you held right between the Shechita Mumchim, yeah? But yeah, it's okay, then you'd be allowed to check al-das to check him out afterwards. But says Ramban, since Ravina says, lo yishchayt, if you don't know if he knows, lo yishchayt, and Ramban understands, lo yishchayt means even al-das to check it out, lo yishchayt, bear, you can't check. I'll check him out afterwards. It doesn't help the al-das to check him out afterwards. Why? Because since in the Eved, if you messed up and you didn't check him up afterwards, then the Shechit is puzzle. Mela, you can't be machnis yourself
into a situation where you're gonna be soimuch to shech al dasik and shech afterwards, because someone's gonna look at you and say, hey, one second, you see a guy that doesn't know is allowed to shech, and he's gonna go have a guy shech, and it's possible the effort, because we don't hold it right. So since we're setting ourselves up for trouble in a way that someone is going to be eating from a shechita, that's possible the evet. That's gefer al chazak. So meila, therefore, don't allow yourself don't let the guy shech. Al das, I can check him out later. Why? Because it could lead to something that's going to be possible the evet. So meila, that's according to Ramban. That's where we see in Ravina that he doesn't hold to the right. Taisa sees it from the etzem fact that Taisa sees it from the second part of the statement. Again, im ein yoidin, read Gemara. Im ein yoidin by shidei lemechushchit lo yishchay. There's two parts of the statement. Until lo yishchay, im shachat, by genaisa. Yeah? In this statement, according to Taisa's, where do we see that he doesn't hold the right from the second part of the statement? Yeah? Because it says, Baitkin. And if you hold the right, you don't need to be Baitkin. The Ramban says, I see it from the first part of the statement. Because he says, you can't check, I'll ask to check it out later. It must mean that, but the evidence is possible. Right? Taisvis lishitasai. Here's the beauty of what he's saying. Tais lishitasai could not learn it from the first part. Tais lishitasai couldn't learn it from the first part. Right? Because even if it was kosher with the Eved, yeah, it would still be us at the Shrek Aldas. Aldas. Aldas to check afterwards. Right. We said that last week we proved from Taisus and Gimel and Aleph that by Kugli you can give it to Maldas. Aldas, and you'll give him the meat afterwards, even if it's kosher b'dieved. Taisus holds in Aleph, Shech Aldas, do something later. You might forget, even if it's kosher b'dieved. Taisus said, right? So according to Taisus, When Ravina tells me, if you don't know, if he knows how to shech, yeah? Lo yishchot, yeah? And assuming that means even al das to check, can I prove from here that b'dieved you can't rely on, right? No. Why? Because even if lo yitzur, Ravina held, yeah? That b'dieved, this is right Mitzurin. The evidence kosher. The guy is gone. Can't check him out. But the evidence kosher. Let's say Ravina held that. Yeah? Let's say Ravina held you say right. But the evidence you say right. Yeah? But the evidence you say right. But still, the fact that I'm saying don't check, I'll dance, you can check him out later. Even but the evidence kosher, I still can't check, I'll dance to check him out later. Just like the Kuti. Coin Taisus. Can I let the Kuti Shech? I'll dance, then I'm going to do the meat test. Taisa says no. Even though Taisa says, but the Evid, the Kuti Shech, is okay. Taisa says, that even if you didn't eat a Kuti Shech, yeah? Even though you didn't give him the meat, he ran away. Yeah, but the Evid is kosher. Taisa says. That's Taisa in the bottom, Taisa in the middle. Yeah? But still, Taisa says, you can't let him shech al smach that I'm gonna give him the meat test. Why? Because you might forget. Even though it's kosher for the Evid, say it, you might forget. So don't get involved. Right? So if that's true, so when Ravina tells me, if you don't know the guy knows anything or not, don't let him shech. Why not? I'll check it out afterwards. Right? I'll check him out. While my wife is barbecuing it, I'll give him a fair. Yeah, I want to save time. Yeah, we say you can't do that. Why? Because maybe you're gonna forget to check it out. Now, but Sofita Isris, even if Luyitzur, but the Eved, we say Roy Mitsuyin, and if the guy's gone, I can rely on the Roy. Still I can't, but I have to check Malchat Chila. But still I can't rely on that. Still I can't rely on that. So where does Taisa see it? Taisa see it because it says Mishachat Baik Naisa, and Taisa holds that if you hold a roiv, then you don't have to check him out. So Akapanim with everyone, Lamaisa, Rabbeinu holds. You don't hold the rive. According to Ramban, it's from the fact they can't let him check with Atchila, and Taisus from Mishach HaBayit. Now, says the Gemara, what about the Sefer Mishnah? When it says Achem Rei Maisa help, it's talking about where we don't know if he knows halachas. It says the Gemara, the Beit Gnaisa Sagi. You don't need Achem Rei Maisa. It's enough to have Beit Gnaisa. Taisa Medayik from here. No, it's anti Gemara. Let's come on, live the king. He's not here. So there'll be near Achem Rei Maisa. I know it's not.